Rave Radio. Hi, folks. Welcome back to our second podcast of the day for day two of ISE 2015 here in Amsterdam. And I am fortunate enough to be sitting here with Tim Senave, who's director of a new division of Barco. Is that correct, Tim? And thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Joel. Thanks for having me. No, that's correct. I'm starting a new division at Barco called High-End Residential.
Really?
Well, so it's a very exciting thing, because basically what I get to do is to take all the amazing technologies that we have at Barco and dreaming up how we can turn that into solutions for a high-end residential home.
Well, that's great to hear, because I had no idea, and I've been a Barco dealer for many, many years. So a high-end residential. Now, we've put Barco into a lot of high-end residential systems already.
Right.
My particular firm, we're a commercial integrator. But we have hedge fund barons. We do their boardrooms, and they insist,
right,
now come do our theaters.
Exactly.
So this is a product that would fit that.
Well, some of it, yes. And I guess part of doing that also comes out of that, seeing that some of our technology was going into homes anyway.
Right.
Like even some of the really high-end cinema projectors making their way into a private home.
Correct.
And so that was one thing was, well, there's definitely a market there. But the second thing is there's so much more we could do, because those products are not optimized for home applications. So
and your acquisition of Projection Design must play into that as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is something that I've been thinking about for years at Barco. I used to be very heavily involved in the digital cinema division.
Sure.
So part of this came out of that. But at some point in time, indeed, it was like we should do something in the residential space. But before the acquisition of Projection Design, we didn't really have the product platforms to have a full product lineup in projection, for example. And then when we acquired Projection Design, that was kind of a really important piece of the puzzle that fell in place and allowed us to start executing on this strategy.
There's been an enormous... I mean, Barco, I will tell you, and some of my listeners will know, that my dog's name is Barco, and I mean I've been a fan for many, many years.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of innovation going on at Barco the last few years. For many years I thought of you as a projector company, and then suddenly there's been development in processing, in walls, in Barco's exploding in terms of technology.
Absolutely.
And so your role is going to be to bring that technology to high-end home theaters.
That's the idea. That's the idea. Because when we thought about it in the beginning, it was really, we're talking home theater.
Sure.
And the more I got into it, the more I started realizing this is not just home theater, right? That's also the reason why I've called it residential.
Right.
I didn't call it, you know, private theater or anything like that, because I felt that was too limiting for what we could do. And in a way, it's like I've got this huge Lego box at my disposal, and I can create all these amazing things with it that can go into a private home. And of course, it's at the high end of the residential home, but that takes away a lot of limitations for us, because
sure,
you can say, in principle, where we're working, budget is not the main issue, right? It's creating a value proposition that someone says, that's great, I want to spend my money on that, almost like, am I going to buy a sports car, or am I going to buy this? Right, and so it's really exciting, and to be honest with you, every day I have new ideas.
Sure.
Wow, you know, we could take this technology and we could do that in the home with it. And even here at ISE, we have a separate room here, separate from the Barco booth, and I'm even having just a lot of Barco people through that room, just because I want to experience,
sure,
what Barco Residential is about, and at the same time, they start thinking, hang on, you know, I have this. Could you do something with this technology? Could you do something with that product? Like one of the things we have at the booth is, I would call it the high-end home office, CEO home office of the future type thing, where we take like really advanced control room technology, but turn that into a specific solution for the home. So I've got people coming through, I've got Barco people coming through saying, I was never expecting you to have this here, and we could also do that. But at the same time, I have integrators coming through saying, hang on, we've never thought of this. I can sell this. I can sell this tomorrow.
Right. I mean, and looking at the technology that Barco is displaying, you've got all these things to draw from to pull that. Tell me a little bit about how the group's going to operate. I mean, are you going to work through traditional Barco dealers? Are you looking for new implementation?
To be honest, I'm looking for a new implementation just because I think one of the problems in this market has been that it has been probably too intertwined with the commercial integration channel, and that it has been approached like a commercial integration channel. And, you know, I don't mean to be disrespectful to any channels or anything like that, but this is not selling a projector.
That's okay. Right? I would expect you to be disrespectful. I mean, we do residential when we are forced to.
Right, you're absolutely right.
Because we have a hedge fund baron or a bank president who says, you did my boardroom, now you will do my home.
Exactly.
And we want his next boardroom, so we do his home.
Exactly.
On the other hand, we find that there's products and applications at which my people are not the best. So, for instance, in our area, we have formed a partnership with a very, very high-end home, one of New York's top home theater implementers.
Right.
And now they've had the same problem. They have built home theaters for people who then say, now I want you to do my meeting room.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely.
And they come in and they're like, well, we don't have that. That's
exactly.
Not. So
exactly.
We've been working with them and discovering the gaps in, but we've discovered also that together we're more powerful than we were before.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And so there's probably a lot of Barco dealers out there who can put you in touch with, you know, is that going to be part of your role? Is helping set up those relationships with those new dealers?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, in fact, that's key because on the technology side, it's almost easy. Just because we've got all the technologies, you know, it's just about picking the right ones, packaging them in the right way, and offering them as a solution. So the critical thing is really building up the right channel. And that's important. It's not a game of I want to have as many dealers as quickly as I can. It's about getting the right people involved, you know, people that understand what we're trying to do, and people that don't treat this as a commercial channel, because then you get the discussions of, oh, you know, projector X is cheaper than projector Y, and it's also a three chip.
Sure.
You know, that's not what it's about. It's
no.
A totally different market. And you know, it pains my heart when I go into a $100,000 home theater and I see that people have spent $60,000, $70,000 on the speakers, and then there's a $2,000 in this non-descriptive brand projector in there, right?
Right.
And it hurts my heart because that's almost the equivalent of going to London, to Savile Row, going to the most expensive tailor, having him, you know, cut a suit.
Right.
The right designer and everything else, and then using the cheapest fabric in the world. It's like you're throwing your money away.
Absolutely.
And you see that all the time, unfortunately.
One of the things, the other thing that has impressed me at Barco recently is that you have, I've been a Barco dealer a long time. Your equipment has always been of the top caliber, and it's always been very robust. It's never been particularly pretty. And suddenly, it's like you're seeing very elegant design to Barco product.
Absolutely.
I mean, and I think that the old Barco, we hid it anyway, right? I mean, it was going to be in a projection room, or it was going to be up in a tower someplace, and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
And suddenly I'm looking at it going, the case designs are beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, and that has to be part of what makes your division so ready for this now.
Oh, absolutely. That's a big part of it. But it's even not just the design of the products themselves, but it's how you integrate them into a house. So you'll see, for example, we had a booth at Cedia as well, and you'll see that in the booth here as well. I don't want people to come into a booth and see a number of projectors on pedestals and saying, you know, this is my latest and greatest cinema projector, so to speak. I want people to come into our booth and feel like they could live there. And in fact, that the shows people come and hang towards the end of the show, they come and hang out at our booth, which to me means we've kind of reached our objective. But it's about what we can do. It's also about the design of the integration. You know, I guess you could call it architectural video if you want it.
Sure.
But it's solutions that allow you to hide the projector, have stuff come out of the wall. One of the things that I'm particularly excited about, which probably sounds ridiculous when I say it at first, but we're like resurrecting the rear projection TV.
Sure.
So we have an Orion CinemaScope projector, which is a fantastic product in itself. It's got native CinemaScope resolution, which changes the game. But we're combining that with a rear projection screen. We're combining that with an ultra short throw lens, and you can basically build your custom rear projection TV with a depth of less than a meter, and you can get it any size. But more importantly, the quality blows you away.
Yeah.
Because I remember the first rear projection TVs, you know, you looked at them, they were huge, and the image quality was shocking.
Right.
Right, absolutely shocking. And here, not only can you now create that with fantastic image quality, but you can integrate it architecturally into the design of your house. So when you start thinking about places like New York, you know, where you have really high-end condos, I've heard people trying to airlift flat, large flat panels into condos.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, forget about that.
We actually put one into the Trump Tower and had a side wall taken out to do it.
Well, there you go. What if we can give you the possibility not only to not have to take the sidewall out, but create something at exactly the size you want, exactly the aspect ratio you want, and not only that, it's even upgradable. Because if you said in a couple of years, you know, there's newer technology, well, you can replace the projector. But most of all, you can integrate it beautifully into the design of the building.
The first time I toured your headquarters in Kiruna, I was impressed with the amount of Barco that there is that we as dealers in the United States didn't know about. You know, I mean, we went to Barco Graphics, and it's an amazing, amazing company. So you do have a lot to draw on. What are your goals for the show? What do you expect to achieve here at ISE?
Well, I guess we want to create awareness with the right dealer channel, right? That's one thing, because building that channel, acquiring the right partners is of key importance to us.
Sure.
The second thing is that we want to inspire people. We want to inspire people with what's possible. We want to inspire people with a new type of business, just because I honestly think that we're trying to build something unique here. And I also think that we're one of the few companies, if not the only one, that can pull this off.
Sure.
Because we have all the elements that are there.
I mean,
in this market, brand is important. You know, brand and pedigree is important. I think we certainly have that. You will see that, you know, we're paying a lot of attention to Barco's 80-year history, which I think 80-year history in a company is fantastic. But in an electronics company, 80-year history is quite unique.
Yeah.
But also to show people the breadth of what we can do. So the thing that's most gratifying to me is seeing partners come through our room here now, people that we've been working with for a little while, and having them walk away wide-eyed with the opportunity and the possibility that's there with some of the things that we do.
Well, this is going up this afternoon on the web, and it will, you know, several thousand people who are here are going to listen to it.
Yeah.
If they want to find out about Barco Residential, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, I would say probably the first place to go is to our website, which is basically, if they do a search for Barco Residential, they will easily find it.
Is it a separate site from the main Barco site?
It's barco.com/residential.
Okay.
So it's a separate site, but that's how you get there. I would also recommend that people do a search on YouTube, and they just look for Barco Residential.
Okay.
And there's two videos on there. One is a video that kind of explains the philosophy behind Barco Residential, and the other one is a recap from Cedia. And there people can get a very good feeling, I think, for what we're trying to do. And on the website, they can find contact details. They can contact us, and I would be more than happy to talk with anyone that's interested in building the story with us together, because that's really what it is. You know, we're not just looking for partners. We're really looking for people that really want to build this story together with us, because
sure.
I think it's something quite unique that we're trying to achieve.
Well, I've been part of the Barco story for nearly 30 years now.
That's fantastic.
And you've never let me down yet, so
well,
that's great. And folks, for those of you who are listening to this on iTunes, it's barco.com/residential. For those of you who are listening to this from the Rave website, there'll be a direct link there for you. So definitely investigate this. And Tim, thanks so much for being with us today.
No, thank you very much, Joel. It's been a pleasure.